1. Did the killer plan to hit both Myers and the clock with a single bullet? Probably not. But when it happened, the killer realized it could serve as an alibi and set the clock back 1 hour. If you don't believe me, look at the hour hand. It's right smack under the bullet hole. Why wasn't it shot off? Obviously, the fatal shot was fired between 5 and 6 p.m., and the hour hand was moved back an inch to 4:30, a time when the killer was surrounded by witnesses at work. Besides, if the phone had been knocked off the hook at 4:30, I wouldn't have been able to leave a message at 5 o'clock. Myers didn't pick up the phone when I called, but not because he was dead. He must have been out of the house until sometime after I called. When he arrived home, he heard my message and noted it by writing the word deadline on the calendar in the February 16th box. Then he opened a package from his publisher and took out the manuscript, which brings us to 2. Look at the manuscript on the desk. It's open to the last page, on which is a rectangle containing the sentence, "Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental." This must have enraged Myers. He didn't want his book to be treated as fiction. He took one of those little yellow square notes and wrote, "This is the end," and placed it on the page above the disclaimer. Do you see the black line on the page? That is the beginning stroke of the T in the word this. The killer spotted the yellow note after the deed was done and was inspired to stick it onto the desk as a suicide note. What the killer did not spot was the little mark on the left side of the rectangle. To the uninitiated, it's a meaningless scribble, but to those familiar with editing, it's the symbol for delete, which leads us to the question of who. That is answered by 3. Let's examine the state of the desk. It's a mess. The pencil holder has fallen over. Paper clips and rubber bands are every place. It seems that Myers struggled for his life here tonight. The struggle probably only lasted a few seconds, and the killer was not injured. But the struggle left us our most important clue. Observe these coins in the corner of the desk. Nickels, dimes, pennies, and what's this? Someone's lost a brass button. The button from the desk matches the buttons on Samuel Torrance's jacket. What do you say about that, Samuel?